sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations, rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that we no more may die. Born to raise the lost on earth, born to give them second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. King of heaven, come down. King of heaven, come now. Let your glory reign, shining like the day. King of heaven, come. King of heaven, rise up. Who can stand against us? You are strong to save in your mighty name. King of heaven, come. Born that we no more may die. Born to raise the lost on earth. Born to give them second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. King of heaven, come down. King of heaven, come now. Let your glory reign, shining like the day. King of heaven, come. King of heaven, rise up. Who can stand against us? You are strong to save in your mighty name. King of heaven, come. King of heaven. Glory reign, shining like the day. King of heaven, come.
Would you pray with me, please? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that you have made, and you call us to rejoice and be glad in it, and we know joy comes from you, Lord. We pray blessing on this day. Lord, as the kids are nervous and they've prepared to glorify you with song, to encourage us as the congregation, Lord, with the words to be sung and read. Calm their nervousness, Lord. Bless this day. Be glorified. That's the reason we're here, Jesus, that we might glorify you. We pray this in your name. Amen. Well, good morning. Glad to see you all with us this morning. I know some of you have traveled tens of miles, some thousands of miles. Well, it's good to have you all here this morning at Crossroads Fellowship. The kids are prepared. They're nervous to be out here in a minute to present to us, but I want to greet all of you, and then we're going to greet one another. And so let me greet you with these words. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Would you say hello to someone around you this morning?
The scriptures record how even in the Garden of Eden, God had a plan to redeem his fallen people through the coming of Christ.
Then came the voice from one in the desert saying, "Prepare the way of the Lord."
As we come closer to Christmas, our days are filled with preparations. Let us also prepare our hearts to celebrate again the coming of the Savior.
Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, for he has redeemed his people.
We light the second Advent candle as we prepare to mark again the coming of the one who would save his people from his sins. Let us pray to our Lord
Heavenly Father, how great and awesome you are. From the moment that we first failed, you already began to set in motion your amazing plan to gather us back into fellowship with you. Even now, our Lord Jesus is preparing for his return. May we be ready not only for this festive season, but also to meet our Lord and Savior whenever he comes. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
From the realms of glory, wing your flight o'er all the earth. Ye who sang creation's story, now proclaim Messiah's worth. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Shepherds in the field abiding, watching o'er your flocks by night. God with us is now residing, yonder shines the infant light. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Saints before the altar bending, watching long in hope and fear. Suddenly the Lord ascending in his temple shall appear. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King.
You may be seated. So we're going to take the offering at this time, and the offering is for Calvin College. As the offering is taken, you'll see some folders on the end of your rows. If you could pass the friendship folders down the rows so we can see who's with us today. Again, the offering is for Calvin College. Let me offer a prayer before it's taken. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the work of Calvin College. We know there are many of people here this morning who have benefited from their teaching on Lord, we pray you bless the teachers, the administrators, and the students there at this time. Bless the offering that's taken for them, we pray in your name. Amen. Thank you.
come, everyone come. We have so much to tell you.
Our hearts are exploding with joy, and we can't wait to praise God with you for what he has done. It's the most joyful time of the year because today we celebrate the birth of Jesus.
He was born as a tiny baby in a lowly manger to his parents, Mary and Joseph, but he was going to change the world forever. Mary and Joseph had been waiting for him for 9 months, but God's people had been waiting a long time since the beginning of when God promised in Genesis 3 that he would send someone to defeat sin and Satan.
We first hear of Jesus coming in Genesis 3. We then see God promises Abraham that all the nations would be blessed through him. God later promised David that someone in his family would establish the throne of God's kingdom forever.
Throughout the Old Testament, we saw that God always keeps his promises, but his timing and the exact way he will keep those promises was only known to God himself.
So God's people waited a long time, almost 600 years before Jesus' birth. Isaiah prophesied that he would be born. He already knew that Jesus would be born both man and God and a wonderful ruler over the eternal kingdom.
Isaiah said in chapter 9:6, For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will rest on his shoulders. He will be called the Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Wow, these are amazing names.
Yeah.
people continue to wait for a Savior, the longing for the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ, would just increase the joy of that day.
There were many prophecies about the coming of the Savior. Isaiah also prophesied that the virgin will be pregnant and give birth to a son, and will give him the name Emmanuel.
Micah foretells the baby would be born in Bethlehem, and Jeremiah reminds us that the Savior will be a descendant of King David. All of these Old Testament prophecies were fulfilled on the day of Jesus' birth. What joy we have seeing God's plan unfold.
Stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth.
Song is saying that God's gospel is peace.
The word gospel means good news. The New Testament starts with the books of the gospel, the books of good news.
The books of the gospel are where we read about the birth of Jesus. He was born to Mary and Joseph, and this was such good news that angels came to announce it. When the angel announced the birth of Jesus to the shepherds, he came with not only good news, but good news of great joy.
And a whole host of angels joined him, praising God and singing, "Glory to God in the highest heaven and peace on earth to those whom God is pleased." Wow, what a sight that would have been.
The angels' promise of peace on earth, that is definitely good news.
Jesus' birth was a cause for the heavens to break open in joyful praise.
The glory of the angels and the good news of great joy that they were bringing, you might question why God sent them to the shepherds out in the field. Shepherds weren't excellent high citizens.
Maybe it was because God wants us to know this good news is for everyone, not just the rich and powerful. That means this good news is for us.
Maybe it was because Jesus was called the Great Shepherd. So who was better to tell his birth to than a group of shepherds? Jesus still watches over us today.
Maybe it was because these shepherds lived close to where Jesus was born. Jesus lives so close to us, he's in our hearts.
We don't know for sure why the shepherds were the first one. The first to hear the good news, but we do know they were so excited that they were overflowing with joy and couldn't wait to spread the good news to everyone they saw.
Shepherds came to see the baby stood by his mother's side. Here lay the Savior inside a manger. Oh, what a glorious sight! Oh, what a glorious sight! Hear the angels singing, Alleluia. Couldn't hide it, told everyone inside. All were amazed when they heard how God came down on the glorious night. God came down on the glorious night. Hear the angels singing, Alleluia, let the earth receive her King. I know that love has come, sing it.
all is quiet, stars shining in the sky. Below in Bethlehem, the King is sleeping. Oh, what a glorious night! Oh, what a glorious night!
In the beginning was the Word.
And the Word was with God.
And the Word was God.
He was with God in the beginning.
The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us.
We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
The baby Jesus was born as a human, but he was also God. He had been with God since the beginning, since creation, since when his coming was first promised.
The whole earth was waiting for this. It was waiting to erupt into joyful praise. The news that Jesus Christ is born should be spread everywhere.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
Shepherds kept their watching o'er silent flocks by night. Behold, throughout the heavens there shone a holy light.
Starts by bringing the good news with the books of the gospel. But the good news doesn't stop there. Jesus' birth brought great joy to the world, but the world at that time had no idea what was going to happen next.
They didn't know that Jesus' life on earth was going to bring eternal life to all by being the ultimate sacrifice for our sins. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life."
This eternal life is not something we as sinful people deserve. We know from Romans 6:23 that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift that brings us unspeakable joy.
The Lord is come. Let earth receive her King.
hearts are filled with joy, there's hope for today and the future. It's amazing to think that Christ himself was born here as a baby on earth to be hope for all people. When hope came down, praise and hallelujahs went up.
Started way back in Genesis 3 and was foretold throughout the Old Testament. When Jesus was finally born, there was great joy. The story doesn't end with Jesus.
He died on the cross for our sins and has made it possible for us to live in heaven with him forever. When we look back over the story of Christmas, we can't help but be overwhelmed with joy and say, praise be to God, hallelujah.
David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift. shepherds left their flocks by night to see this baby wrapped in light. Of hosts of angels led them all to you. It was just as the angel said, you'll find him in a manger bed. Emmanuel and Savior, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. A star shone bright up in the east, to Bethlehem the wise men three came many.
Well, thank you all. Well done. Thank you all very much. Thank you all as well. We also want to thank all the parents and the volunteers that got this together. It is no easy task, so let's thank them as well. I'm going to offer a prayer, and then following our prayer, we have a short presentation by Brad Van Coten, of a ministry that our church has been involved with building Liberia churches, and then we're going to close out from there. But let me pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this day as we remember your coming into the world. And Lord, we balance your humanity in considering your divinity, who you are lying in a cradle. The author of Hebrews tells us that you are the exact imprint of the invisible God, that all things through you and for you were created. Paul in Colossians tells us the same, that you sustain all things by the power of your word. You are God and you are King. And even in our series of considering your names, of who you are, wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, in the history of the world, ruled and governed by you, until that day you stand on the earth again, Lord. Help us stand in awe of this season. I thank you for the kids singing today, pointing us in the direction of you, reminding us of who you are. God, I pray you are glorified, that we would continue to glorify you, Lord, every day of our life, that you give us breath to breathe. I thank you, Lord, for the volunteers and the teachers that got the program together this morning, for all the kids involved, for the parents and grandparents and relatives that are here. Lord, there may be some here who haven't been in a church all year except for now, and I just ask that you would remind them of who they are and who you are. For others who are meeting with you week in and week out, continue, Lord, to strengthen faith, creating joy in us as we serve you. Lord, we lift to you a praise that Joan's shoulder wasn't hurt worse than it was. We pray healing for her. For Bernice, Lord, we thank you that she's home, and we pray healing for her body. For Rich and Karen, Lord, and their appointments now last week, we pray that you'd be with them in the decisions to be made in the future. And Lord, those among us this morning, we know there are many needs. And just like you've retained the story of Christ coming into the world, Lord, you know our story better than we do. The hairs of our head are numbered. You know our thoughts before we think them. Lord, there's nothing we can't bring to you. And we know there are needs here this morning, Lord. And without knowing those specifically, with all of us gathered, we present those needs to you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the land you've given us to live in, where we can gather together and hear these songs sung and do this freely. We know Christians all around the world are gathering in this Advent season, and some in great fear of what will happen to their lives. We thank you for the lands you've given us to glorify you. Let us not waste the time in these 80 or so years, 90 years that you give us, Lord, but that we'd be focused upon you. So we thank you for the focus we got this morning from the kids. And we pray these things in your name. Amen. 50 bucks? Yeah, probably more than that. Brad, I'm going to ask you to come forward at this time. Hopefully that other mic still works.
Okay. And Joseph and Rachel, if you could come up also. What a great program. It's great to see the gifts of the kids. Maybe you could say a prayer for our offering next week, Joseph and Rachel.
Yeah. Okay. Let's show up. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning. Thank you for my children that you bring together here this morning. Lord, bless every one of them. We are here to do something for you, but Lord, it is your grace that encourages us to be together. As a Liberian from Africa to join the white people here and the people that have good love for me, Lord, I thank you so much. I pray that you should bless all the children in the Cross Road Church here today. Bless them every time, Lord, the good way that the people have in us. Let it continue. Reward all the children that are doing the good work here. Reward them. Pay them doubly. We pray as we are here this morning for the world to proceed in our mall, that the people of Cross Road Church have the mind to furnish our Liberia church, to build it. Lord, I am so much pleased. I'm so much glad to hear this voice here. Bless the children according to your will. You say that whosoever that had the mind to do your will, your great blessing will be upon them. Lord, bless the children as they are here to do something for you. I thank you. Thank you so much. Bless all in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right. Thanks, Joseph. Sorry about that. I'm not sure why. I think we'll just leave it with Joseph's excellent prayer. And I'll send out my presentation this week, and you can take a look at that. To me, it's just very touching to see the kids.
Yeah, Brad, I want you will say something, but I want to really know
what
is here for me.
All right.
Yeah. Well, according to Psalm chapter 37, verse 23, I will read. If the Lord delight in a man's way, he make his step free. Though he stumble, he will not fall. For the Lord uphold him with his hand. verse 25. I was young, and now I am old. Yet I had never seen the righteous forsake, and I know the cross-road people will not be forsake. All their children bear bread. They are always general and learn freely. According to the people, according to the way of the cross-road people, there is no way for your children to bear for bread. You will be forever blessing. Blessed is upon all the people that, you know, have their way here to do what we are doing here this morning. May the Lord bless you. And they are always general and learn freely. Their children will be blessed. Praise the Lord. That is my prayer for you people.
Thanks, Joseph. So maybe I will just explain a few more details. So we've had the opportunity to work in Liberia as a church, as most of you know that have been here a while. Liberia is in West Africa. And Kevin Vryhoff and myself had the opportunity to go with Joseph and Rachel over to Liberia last year. So Mike, go ahead if you could click through to the next slide. Liberia has been a country that's been war-torn. You've probably seen it in the news. Recently, in the last few years, had the Ebola epidemic. They've had a couple civil wars. Joseph and Rachel lived through all that. They've been refugees. Go ahead, next slide. Both in the Ivory Coast and Ghana and now in the United States. The churches there were destroyed in the civil wars. And through your gracious gifts and partnering with Hope Lutheran Church and Church of the Servant, over $55,000 has been raised to rebuild churches. When we were in Liberia last February, we realized that there are churches in the Ivory Coast that Joseph and Rachel had worked with also that need rebuilding. And so there's four churches, or actually three in the Ivory Coast. It's just across the river from this part of Liberia. And then one church that essentially is a church plant in Liberia, so the gospel is spreading there. So that's four churches. Each church costs about $5,000 to remodel and to build. And so our goal is to raise $20,000. I know that's a lot of money, and we don't anticipate necessarily getting all that next week, but just want to lay that on your hearts and your spirit as you think about, you know, how God has blessed you. Next slide, please. So this is a picture of worshiping in one of the churches we helped rebuild when we were in Liberia in February. We'll just kind of click through these fast, Mike, just to kind of give you a sense. Here's all the African people worshiping in one of the church buildings that you helped rebuild. Next slide. This is Kevin Vryhoff was speaking and preaching to the group. A huge hundreds of people gathered for that message. So it's really been an opportunity to spread the gospel. As you look through, there's this is just some of the churches we're able to rebuild. They're small, very modest churches, but it's a big advantage to be in a church versus under a shade tree. And it also is a really a testament in the community. It makes a statement in the community to the people that that God is real and that their support for these ministries and creates excitement. I took a picture of the motorcycle with Kevin on it. That's the best means of transportation in rural Liberia is a motorcycle. And so part of the offering will go towards buying a motorcycle. You can buy a motorcycle like that for $800. And our general contractor, which is Eric Zarway, which is an adopted son, Joseph and Rachel, one of many adopted sons. He kind of watches over things, and we want to buy him a motorcycle so he can go out and basically oversee the construction process. So long story short, the goal is $20,000. Next offering will be, or the second offering next week will go for this cause, and we're going to try to see how close we can get to $20,000. So thank you very much.
So again, next week is the offering for Liberia, and we're in the series of Isaiah and the names given to God, Prince of Peace, Almighty God. Next week is Everlasting Father, and Nate Scalehouse will be bringing that sermon to you. And we talked a little bit about it this morning, and I am looking forward to listening to it. It sounds really good what he's got so far, and who Jesus is in reference to that prophecy. All right. Let's stand for the benediction. May the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the perseverance of the Magi, and the obedience of Joseph and Mary, and the peace of Christ be yours this Christmas. And the blessings of Christ, and God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you now and forevermore. Amen.
My soul never lets me go.